podcast listeners. This is a special edition of our podcast, A Noise from the Deep, for Greenleaf Music. This is Dave Douglas. Normally, I'd be interviewing a musician about music on this show, but for this episode, drummer and composer Rudy Royston produced a little audio trip through his new record for Greenleaf. It's called Flatbed Buggy. It is extraordinary. So all the usual applies. Write to us at podcast@greenleafmusic.com and visit greenleafmusic.com to subscribe and get news about all of our music and projects. I'll be back with a new episode soon. Here's Rudy Royston. Enjoy.
Hi, my name is Rudy Royston. I am speaking to you from Somerville, New Jersey. I am going to talk to you a little bit about my new record that is coming out soon on Greenleaf Music label. The record is entitled Flatbed Buggy, and I hope you will enjoy it. This record is about time and journeys, and I wanted to celebrate those two elements of life, how time goes on. But as we think about time, I wanted to think about what's happening between point A and the ever-expanding point B, the substance of time, and the moments that define who we are or illustrated who we were becoming or what was going on in our lives. Just those little moments, little things that we think back and we remember that somehow give us insight and somehow speak to us becoming who we are at the time. And even now we're creating those moments as to who we're going to be in the future. So this record was kind of just a celebrating time and journeys. The opening song on the record is a song that's called Soul Train. Soul Train some years ago, and I didn't know that it would be for this particular band. I wrote it for another setup, for a completely different band. But the idea, even then when I wrote the song, was something that just came back to me now after I heard Soul Train and had played it on a few gigs and with different bands. And when I thought of it with this new instrument setup that I was going to have for this record, I thought that it fit perfectly. And at that time, it was just for a gig that I was going to do in New Brunswick. But I played it sort of with this setup. I didn't have the accordion at the time, but the way that the song translated for me was the catalyst, I think, for the rest of this record. It sort of put me in the mindset that I needed to be in for this record. It's melody is moving and it's floating along, and it's kind of, you know, it's traveling, because the drums don't have to play a particular role of keeping the rhythm. I'm just sort of floating through and letting the rhythm of the music itself actually keep the rhythm of the composition. So that was a perfect catalyst for where I think I wanted to go next with the music and with this record, which was just to some place that celebrated, again, just the movement of time and freedom and the journey of that whole thing. So Soul Train is about journey. Just something that really just stuck with me. It's an imagery that just really stuck in my mind. It's not something that I really did a lot when I was a kid. I think I rode in a flatbed buggy maybe twice when I was a child. But the experience of it and the imagery of it being outside and in a country setting and the smells and the sounds and, you know, the quietness of it and the bumpiness of the ride and being with my siblings in that setting is just something that really takes me to a time where I really enjoy the innocence of that time. I really enjoy the not knowing the future and not caring. You know, when you're a kid, you don't care. You're just enjoying that time and being with your friends, being with your family. And that flatbed buggy imagery sort of comes from that. More than likely, it was probably the back of a pickup truck. But there were a couple of times when I was in a flatbed buggy. The back of a pickup truck has the same feel, only just has the sound of a motor instead of horse hooves. But the idea is of traveling, moving someplace, and while we're moving, the substance of everything that is going on, that is shaping us and shaping our lives and bringing us memories and things that will be nostalgic moments later in our life. The title track of the record is Flatbed Buggy, and it is a tune that illustrates those points that I just mentioned. It's just a song that has the feeling of that moment of enjoying that time with friends and family and in the open air. And I love the space of it. The reason why I chose this instrument setup for this record is because I knew that there would be some space in it. Like, I didn't have guitar, which I love guitar. I didn't have piano, which I love piano. But it was great to have Gary play on just the accordion, because it's lighter in timbre. It's fuller, it's still a good, full, beautiful tone, but it's a lighter timbre instrument that has some air. So there's some outdoorsiness to the record. I wanted it to feel like you could breathe, like you could, you felt like you were out outdoors a little bit, so all of the space wasn't taken up by sound. This record has a more chamber-like instrumentation that wasn't intentional. I just really liked the instruments that I used on the record, and the music sort of brought me to that place when I heard it in context, and then so I sort of wrote things more with that in mind afterward. But it has Gary Versace on accordion. We have John Ellis, who plays bass clarinet and some saxes. And we have John Ellis on bass clarinet, also on saxes. On bass, we have Joe Martin. And on the cello, we have Hank Roberts. I really like the warmth that comes from the bass and from the cello together. It gives sort of a string chamber feel. And I like when the bass clarinet comes and he's sort of in the same register. So the music is really kind of warm, but it's not heavy. And Gary on the accordion is a very unique and beautiful sound as well with the lightness of the accordion. So I knew that this would be a real, after hearing it, would be a nice chamber music sound-ish, chamber-ish sounding band. And it's beautiful. Feel like there's innocence with time because we don't know what time will bring. Twirler, you know, the imagery of that is again something from my childhood. And you know, when we'd be outside and we'd close our eyes and we look up at the sun and turn circles, you know, just twirl around, or we'd get in the middle of some sprinkler somewhere and just, you know, on a hot summer day, and we twirl, you know, and it's just that imagery of that twirling is something of motion and of innocence and beauty and flowing and smoothness. Yeah, Twirler is kind of a song that sort of came from that imagery for me. Most of the songs on the CD fade out. And I like fading songs on this record because, again, it's nothing. I don't want to indicate in any way that time ends. All of these songs go on and go on and on. We end the songs, you know, we play the melodies and we play them out. But all of the songs have a feeling of it's still going on. And that's what I chose to fade a lot of the music on this record for that reason, just to illustrate the ongoing nature of time. You know, even after we pass away, it seems, you know, our memory, there's still time. We're still here. We're still remembered. We still had an effect on the world and on people while we were here. And hopefully it's a positive and good effect. And time goes on. We're still here, even when we're gone. Music is melody, and so every song that I write, I want it to have some kind of a melody that's memorable or that's singable or that's feels good. It has some beauty to it. I don't always achieve that, but I try to. And someone also told me a long time ago that every record coming from the jazz tradition, every record should have a blues on it. So I thought, okay, I gotta try to fit a blues somewhere on this record, because really there's nothing that I found for me personally that connects more to people than the blues. Hourglass is a song that I wanted to incorporate both of those elements in. So Hourglass has a nice sort of anthemic melody piece to it, and you know it, there's some tricky time signature stuff in it at some parts, but not for the most part. It's pretty singable and it's pretty fun. And in the middle of Hourglass, we get to go into a blues and sort of let that marinate and let that, you know, bring out the soul of the entire tune. But it has, you know, a funky blues that we go into, and it's kind of a fun and quirky tune. And something about it even takes me back to sitcoms, you know, when I was a kid. It kind of has a feeling of TV music from the mid-70s, you know, even, you know, like going to commercial break real fast and they'll play that little music excerpts, you know, from sitcoms, or even the Flintstones, you know, that little catchy little melody they had, you know, just... There's all kinds of things about melody and beauty and quirkiness and fun. That's kind of what Hourglass is capturing. Bobblehead is another song on the record, and it's about those times in life where things are good. We're just driving, we're going someplace, and we're on a highway, and there's a good bobblehead on the dashboard. And it's, you know, one of the moments on the record that reminds us that on our journey that there have been good times. Because sometimes there have been hard times. But bobblehead is for those times and those moments where things were good, where we were enjoying everything that's going on. We're just traveling along. Thank you. This is the only tune on the record also where there's a drum solo. And the reason that is, I think, is because at the beginning of the record, I didn't plan not to have any drum solos. I had some drum solos planned on a few of the songs. But when we got to the studio and I told the guys, listen, I want us all to play at all times. If you stop playing, it's because you want to. Like, if someone begins to take a solo, if John is taking a solo on bass clarinet, I don't want cello to stop playing. If Joe is taking a solo on bass, I don't want bass clarinet to stop playing. You know, it's like, I want us all to constantly play and constantly have a conversation and input on what's going on in the music. And so behind that concept, when we started to play the music in the studio, I just didn't feel any drum solos because I was kind of soloing constantly. Tune on the record that most illustrates sort of the unfolding notion of time is Girl Woman. It's paired with the other tune, an earlier tune on the record, Boy Man, but they're the ones that are most obviously espousing what the record is about. Girl dot dot dot, which is the passage of time, woman. So in all of that happens in the dots. So, you know, it starts out with a melody that feels to me comforting and softer and just pretty. And you can hear in the unfolding of the song, there's some transitions that are going on. There's some different moments in this person's life where they're innocent and beautiful and young and pretty, and then they go through some adolescence and some young adulthood and come out, you know, as a hip, groovy woman, you know, later on in life. And it's still going by the end of the tune. There's still more to come. And so, these two tunes are ones that sort of illustrate most clearly, I think, that notion of the in-between point A and point B stuff that goes on in our lives. You know, overall, I hope when people listen to this music, I hope that they are inspired and encouraged. I hope that the music feels good to them. I hope that it's something that they find themselves singing throughout the day. I hope that it brings them comfort. I hope that it brings them peace. I hope that it brings them joy. I hope that they can groove to it and dance to it. And I hope that they can feel free to just put the music on any time of their day while they're just milling around or while they're driving. And it just overall just is a part of the time that is passing in their lives, that they feel that kinship with this music, that it is on the journey with them and that it understands the making of these moments that make us who we are, that form us into being who we are in every era of our lives. We're going to be 5 years from now, 10 years from now. We're composing, if you will, that person right now. So I hope this music, they can feel in it that kinship and that oneness and that union. And they just like it. I hope it's just enjoyable and they feel like they got their money's worth. Ciao.